My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So I was in the car Sunday, and I was listening to one of those shows. It was like Red Zone Radio, where they zip around the country, update you on all the games. I was making my way home, and I heard the
so
guy.
Host by Shep Matthews. Did you have a guy talking like, oh, let's talk about Cleveland.
And no, it was not.
That's too bad. Those are fun.
It was just some guy. And the dude says, hours after being placed in cuffs, Tyreek Hill scored a touchdown. And I'm like, what?
Because you didn't know about the story beforehand.
I had no idea what happened. And Tyreek Hill, the Dolphins, was pulled over for speeding on his way to the stadium several hours prior to the game.
Reckless driving as well.
And he ended up, a video showed up on social media of him on the ground with what appeared to be officers kneeling on his back and being cuffed. Two of his teammates showed up and also were confronted by officers. And it was an all-in-all ugly situation. Yesterday, it kind of came up on the show, and we said, well, we'll kind of wait and see what, there's somebody had been suspended. I'm placed on administrative leave from the Miami-Dade Police Department. Tyreek addressed it after the game and actually did a decent job trying to defuse it. Now that the body cam video is out, as a layperson, okay, because there's two critical things here that I can't relate. I can relate to being pulled over. I cannot relate to being the police officer in that situation. And I don't know what it's like to be a police officer. And I will tell you something that I think has to be a little bit alarming when you're a police officer, and that's when you go tap on a window and there is reluctance to roll down the window, then the window gets rolled down. And what appeared to be, from the video, a tinted window that you could not see through, when the person behind that window rolls it back up and is not complying with the request to roll it down, or he had 9 seconds to get out of the car before he was first asked to step out of the car before he was physically removed from the car.
Well, initially, the police officer wasn't even going to pull him out. He threatened to pull him out of the car and then says, you know what? No, get out. You're getting out of the car now. And then physically removed him from the car with assistance.
I don't know what I would imagine as a police officer. If you pull someone over for something which is relatively harmless, like a speeding ticket, but you can't see in the window and they refuse to take the window down, I would grow concerned as a police officer. I would think that you would be, what is going on behind this window? There's people out there that believe you had to know it was Tyreek Hill. I don't know that they had to know it was Tyreek Hill in the moment.
Right.
But boy, did they escalate quickly. I felt like both parties were at fault here. I thought that Tyreek Hill didn't comply, but then the officers escalated this thing very quickly. This is a layperson's vantage point. And so I'm saying this, I don't know what it's like to be the cop. I also don't know what it's like to be pulled over when I'm black. Okay.
Which is a big thing.
Which is a factor. And it shouldn't be. And we'd all love it if it weren't. But I don't know what that's like either. I know what it's like to be pulled over. I know if they say, put your window down or keep your window down, I'm keeping my window down. If I'm asked to step out of the car, I'm stepping out of the car. But it's easy, you know, for me to say that.
Because you haven't had bad experiences.
I haven't had a bad experience with the police. And
so when this story, when Kang texted us last night, let us know that, hey, the body cam footage is out. So I sought it out, was looking for it. And I would agree that it doesn't look good for either side. Okay. I think it looks worse for the police because the police are, that's the authority. And they're the ones, in my opinion, that they're the ones that have the authority here. And you need to treat people with as much respect as you can. But I also understand it's such a tricky balance because of what they do for a living, their job, their life is on the line literally every day that they work. And it's such a tough job. And I have the utmost respect for law enforcement to a point. It's when you see stuff like this, you're like, why did it get that way? And then you watch the body cam footage and then you're like, well, if Tyreek Hill had handled it this way, but this is where you start to walk into different waters. And like you said, I can't relay this, I can't put myself in those shoes because I am white. And every experience I've had with the police when I've been pulled over, I've never been asked to get out of the car. You know, any violation I've had has been a very minor violation, so I wouldn't have expected to be pulled out of the car. But if I was asked to get out of the car, I'd get out. You know, that's just how I am. But I don't have the experiences with myself or from my friends where things have gone sideways. And unfortunately, the African-American community has. So when I was thinking about this as a topic today, what I wanted to hear was, what do you want both sides to learn out of this? Well, because clearly, African-American drivers, motorists, whatever you want to say, have different experiences. So what do they want to happen when they get pulled over by a police officer? Because I think reacting the way Tyreek Hill did, where it's almost like, you know, hey, here's my license, just give me the damn ticket, let me go, that's probably not the right approach to have if you want change from the police officers. Because what you want is to take the power back from the person who's got the authority. And that's probably not the right way to do it. But what do you want both sides to learn? That's the way that I look at
this. Well, and look.
And from law enforcement, what can they learn from this situation to be better about it too?
And the expectation for law enforcement is very high. Like it should be high.
Yeah, it should be high.
Meanwhile, here's Tyreek Hill at the podium after the game. Here's what he had to say. And this was interesting. This is immediately after the game because he was ticketed and released and then went and played in the game. I hope.
That's pretty big.
I hope that he can, that he means it and can pull this off. Like that, okay, I kind of messed up too. And they kind of messed up and, you know, what can we make sure that this happens less frequently in all fronts,
mm-hmm.
in all fronts. Right. You know, and I don't know if that's possible. it's interesting that he said it.
Well, people have to be held accountable. And that's why the body cam footage is huge because you can see one side, but you need to see two sides. And this way you get kind of two sides of it, the way that the motorist reacts and the way the police react. And both were a little aggressive, and then you get this result. Fortunately, it didn't escalate any more than the aggressive pulling him out of the car and putting him in handcuffs, and then he's letting, hey, I just had surgery on my knees, But then the cop responds with, well, did you have surgery on your ears because you weren't listening to us, which is it's a crappy response too, but It's unfortunate. This all feels like it could have been avoided, and I'm sure a large percentage of people in the African American community would say, yeah, it's hard to avoid it because of the color of our skin, because white people don't have to go through this.
We don't get to see the alternative reality if Tyreek Hill puts his window down, and just leaves it down.
Right. Has a conversation. Yeah, with speeding. Okay.
Would that have been over in?
Don't know.
6.5-7 minutes, and he would have got a ticket and drove away. But hey, it's, you know, I think everybody can learn from this. And if Tyreek is honest with himself, and at one point he said I wasn't being disrespectful later in that press conference, I'm like, well, I don't know what the definition of disrespectful is, but I do know that you weren't listening to what their first ask was.
His soundbite that we played, it sounds great, right? Yep. Wants to work together. We need the other half of that, which is the police coming out and saying the same thing. Something similar to that where, okay, our police officers reacted. We think that it was a little overly aggressive, and we would like to work with Tyreek Hill. We would like to work more with the community to get more awareness about this so everything can calm down instead of starting at a level 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody gets pulled over and the motorist is at a 7, and then the cop gets up to a 7, and then it gets worse.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Kevin. You're on 97. Want to take it. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey, the big thing I'm looking at here, what's the difference between this situation and the Scottie Scheffler situation? Both were arrested. Both got taken out of a vehicle. I think the big issue is you have one individual who complied and said, I'll deal with it in the court of law. The other one wanted to deal with it on the street. The problem is you have law enforcement officers who are being hunted down right now, whether it's right or wrong, and you've got a situation where you do not know what's on the other side of that glass. And you were 100% right when you talked about when you roll up the window, it changes everything.
Are you a law enforcement officer by chance?
I am not. My father was, though.
Okay. Gotcha.
He was shot during the riot. So I have a little bit of a insight on how these guys think. The other thing you got to understand is police officers, by their very job, don't deal with the best of society.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So they kind of come at it, especially when you're dealing with somebody who's a little bit more veteran. They typically have a little bit of an attitude, and not saying that's right or wrong, but you tend to be a little bit more hair-triggered on your response when somebody doesn't comply. If somebody complies, most of the time the officers are not going to give you any bit of grief. And I'm sure both of you gentlemen have had situations where you've had interactions with law enforcement. If you comply, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a good experience. You may get a ticket. You deal with it after the fact.
Yeah, I think something else that plays a role, I've noticed this over the last few years. There are so many videos out there that people put on TikTok or on Reels or whatever that where they have the dash camera in their own car, and when they get pulled over by law enforcement, and they act as if they don't have to do anything, because I think laws are different state to state with what you have to do in terms of rolling your window all the way down, or you just have to roll it down enough to slip your license and registration through. And so many of these videos have come out, and I think it changes people's attitudes about, oh, maybe I can play that game too with the police. I don't have to do this or this because I saw it on TikTok.
97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.